The concerns of young Catholics across Southeast Europe is the subject for discussion at a meeting which opened on Thursday in Nicosia, Cyprus, organized by the CCEE, or the Council of European Bishops' Conferences. The meeting is being hosted by the Maronite Catholic community in Cyprus, the island nation which hosted a visit by Pope Benedict last year. Philippa Hitchin is in Nicosia, and she spoke to the president of Cyprus, Dimitrios Christofias.
As you understand, I am touched, because I follow very close relations with the churches in Cyprus, including the Catholic Church, of course, and a very close friendship with the leaders of the church, especially with the Archbishop of Maronites, but in the leaders of the Latin Church and other churches of the Armenian Church here in Cyprus. Having in mind this tradition we created, I'm very glad to accept these people here, the leaders of churches in Europe, for this conference. And, of course, under the guidance of the Pope and of Holy See. I must say that this tradition been created last years, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy, really, because if we believe to Jesus Christ, we have to promote love, peace in the world, and, of course, solidarity in between the human beings. We have this common target with the Holy See and, of course, with the churches. This is why I'm very happy, and I welcome these people here. And I wish them, from the bottom of my heart, a nice and fruitful and productive stay, and, of course, and every success in their deliberations.
You welcomed Pope Benedict here just a few months ago. What is the legacy of that visit? What were the fruits of that visit here?
The fruits is the development of values, of love, of dignity, of mutual respect, and, of course, of peace in Cyprus and in the region, in the world as well. I'm happy, and really I'm lucky, because during my term, His Holiness took this brave decision to come to a country which is, in fact, Orthodox Christian, with some brothers and sisters, Catholics. And he did this with pleasure. And, of course, this is touchable for me, and I'm grateful to him. And we keep in contact, a close contact, I must say. I created good relations with St. Egidian as well, and we were together in Africa to promote humanitarian missions in Africa. Is a need for the people who love human beings. So it was a historical event for Cyprus, for the Cypriots, the first official visit of Pope of Rome, of the leader of the Holy See, His Holiness, in Cyprus.
You're talking about the search for peace here, the ongoing negotiations with your Turkish counterpart, and you talk about being ready for compromise. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mentioned during my intervention, during this meeting here, that President Makarios took a brave decision. The unitary state to become a bizonum by communal federal state. Have in mind that the Cyprus, we never had conditions for federation, because the population lived mixed in all corners of the island. So now, accepting bizonum by communal federation, the Turkish Cypriots could stay maintained in the north, and Greek Cypriots have to mix with them, returning back to their houses. The Turkish Cypriots got the political equality. And political equality means that they are going to take part in the affairs of the state in a way the Greek Cypriots, which is the great majority, they couldn't impose their will to the Turkish Cypriots. So it must be an effective participation of the Turkish Cypriots in the affairs of the state and the institutions. So this is a great concession by the Greek Cypriots to the Turkish Cypriot compatriots. But we speak about one state with one and indivisible sovereignty, international personality, and citizenship. Otherwise, we are going to speak about two states. This is the indifference of the vision of Turkey and ourselves. Turkey, in fact, in words, accepts federation, but during the negotiations, if you analyze the demands of the Turkish Cypriot leader, you are going to come to a conclusion that, in fact, they want confederation instead of federation. So they have to change their attitude. Turkey must understand that Cyprus is for the Cypriots, and the Cypriots must be left alone in order to solve their own problems. Otherwise, we shall torture these people for many, many years because, as I used to say, as President of the Republic and leader of the Greek Cypriot community, I'm not a salesman. I could not sell the interests and the rights of the own community for the sake, not of the other community, but for the sake of foreigners, for the sake of Turkey.
What role does the European Union play in pressing for this kind of solution?
It plays a positive role, but it could play a more decisive role. The European Union is interested about the reunification, but she has to press more Turkey and to make clear to Turkey that the policy which follows is anachronistic. They must be more brave and more decisive.